This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic, Ken Tucker, has been listening to new music looking for something that's not just entertainment. He thinks he's found it in albums by two musicians, both of whom are influenced by country and folk music, but who otherwise couldn't be more different. One is a relative newcomer, 22-year-old Ken Pomeroy. The other is a relatively old pro, 92-year-old Willie Nelson. Here are Ken's reviews of Nelson's Oh, What a Beautiful World, an album of covers of songs by Rodney Crowell, and of Pomeroy's Cruel Joke. He starts with Ken Pomeroy.
Gray skies, birds that don't fly, hoping for a better life. You're stealing grass from the hills, showing all the feelings you hide.
It's easy to adopt the attitude that pop music is primarily entertainment, a pleasant distraction from whatever's going on in your life or in the world around you. Sometimes, however, you come across songs and performers who offer more than entertainment. They provide comfort, nourishment, reassurance. One of these artists is Ken Pomeroy, the 22-year-old woman whose voice began this review. Pomeroy has just released an album called Cruel Joke. She's from Oklahoma, a Cherokee Native American, and her songs about farms and cowboys, sung with an acoustic country twang, mark her as one smart High Plains drifter.
Broke you like a mirror into pieces. A few of me staring back in disbelief. Honey, I swear I didn't mean to. Never love someone.
In that song, Flannel Cowboy, Pomeroy seeks forgiveness from someone she wronged, in no small part because she believes they were meant to be together. It's typical of her approach on this album, which is full of complex emotions and urgent desires. Her narrators don't want to become isolated. They're not loners. They hope to quell fears through relationships that only strengthen during difficult times.
You're talking too loud, they can hear. Days getting darker, coyotes are night. Time drags on and there's nothing new to say. My mother keeps lying, saying there's no other way.
I like the way Pomeroy's plain-spoken verses open up dialogues with the listener. The conversational tone is something Willie Nelson perfected decades ago. It's what's made him perhaps the most intimate pop music interpreter since Frank Sinatra. These days, age has shortened his breath and thinned out the timbre of his voice, but it's still a quiet miracle that draws you in close, as on his version of Rodney Crowell's song, What Kind of Love?
I'll give you the best I can give you, baby. That's all I can give. And we'll live it the best we can live it, baby, as long as we live. What kind of love never turns you down? What kind of love lifts you off the ground? turns your life around? What kind of love makes you go out in the wind and the driving rain? What kind of love runs through your heart with a pleasure so close to pain? What kind of love? Only this love I have.
In the past, Nelson has recorded other album-long salutes to some of his favorite songwriters and singers, such as Ray Price and Roger Miller and Lefty Frizzell. This one feels a little different. The best moments here are when he takes hold of some of Rodney Crowell's more recent songs, not the hits. These are reflective, contemplative compositions. Like Kem Pomeroy's work, it's about appreciating people and rekindling connections.
Sometimes I think about leaving, as if I had some place to go. I might even crank up the engine and roll down the street just for show. Nobody said it was easy, but that doesn't mean it ain't right. I don't want nobody else with me when it comes time to call it a night. So far I've kept every promise, and this I'll continue to do. I'll love you like nobody's business, and I wouldn't be me without you.
There's a 70-year age difference between Kem Pomeroy and Willie Nelson, but I hear a similarity in their goals. To resist despair, to get us to look up from our phones and look into someone's eyes. They're both making beautiful music for tumultuous times.
Ken Tucker reviewed Oh, What a Beautiful World by Willie Nelson and Cruel Joke by Kem Pomeroy. On Monday's show, journalist Elizabeth Brunig joins us to talk about her haunting new Atlantic cover story about serving as a witness to state-sanctioned executions. We'll talk about what she saw, what it means, and how covering the death penalty has shaped her faith. I hope you can join us. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm David Bianculli.